WTAW News Time is 8:06. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Four vehicles were involved in a parking lot crash yesterday afternoon that resulted in one death. This was by the Chick-fil-A off of Briarcrest. The cause is still being determined, but Bryan police believe that on Briarcrest, a westbound Tahoe entered the eastbound lane and struck a Nissan Versa, killing an 86-year-old passenger whose identity is being withheld at this time. An eastbound Suburban was struck by one of the two cars. Then the Tahoe entered the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck an empty Explorer. Police have ruled out a medical episode as the cause, but all drivers and passengers were transported to St. Joseph's. No charges have been filed at this time. The wreck was reported shortly before 5:30 by medics who drove up to the scene. The intersection of Briarcrest and Freedom was blocked for more than 3 hours. Two men have been arrested, and authorities are looking for a third accused of last week's armed robbery of a convenience store in North Bryan. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a witness saw three masked people coming out of the handy stop on Texas north of Highway 21, took a picture of the getaway car, and started following the suspects.
About an hour and a half later, an officer observed a vehicle that kind of matched the description, and we made a stop on that vehicle. This vehicle happened to have some evidence from the robbery that had occurred.
The officer who pulled over the car for not stopping arrested 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan for driving with a suspended license and other traffic offenses. Investigators found costumes worn in the holdup and lottery tickets stolen from the store. Bradford is now accused of participating in the robbery along with another Bryan man, 23-year-old Anthony Reed Jr., who was picked up Tuesday. Former Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland made it official yesterday, seeking the mayor's job in this year's election. Incumbent Jason Bayensky previously announced he was running for re-election. This also follows the filing of two candidates seeking to succeed Paul Madison as councilman in single-member District 2. Madison cannot run again due to term limits. And there will be two new members elected to the College Station School Board. Incumbents Garland Watson and Randall Pitcock have decided not to seek re-election. There are three who have filed for Watson's seat: John Fedora, Ben Roper, and Michael Wesson. Seeking Pitcock's seat is Quinn Williams, and Jeff Harris is running for re-election. Filing continues until August 26th for the city and school elections. A two-day meeting of the A&M System Board of Regents is underway.
Most of yesterday was spent reviewing next year's budgets for all system schools and agencies. Final action scheduled today. A two-hour working lunch today will be held in executive session. Several items recently in the news will be discussed behind closed doors. Regents will consider the separation agreement with A&M President Bowen Lofton as he returns to the classroom in January and the process of selecting his successor. Regents will visit privately about the Kyle Field redevelopment project and the system's oversight of foundations and related organizations regarding gifts and donations. That follows recent lawsuits against the 12th Man Foundation over future seating at the new Kyle Field. A discussion scheduled about seeking bids to hand over management of Easterwood Airport to a for-profit company. The board will also hear about the summer collapse of the new equine center being built that injured four construction workers. And there will be what could be a final review of the system buying the Texas Wesleyan Law School in Fort Worth. Final action is scheduled today. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The city of College Station has determined the Twin Cities have been recognized for quality of life by 15 national publications or online surveys in the last 3 years. The latest is a third-time appearance in Forbes' list of best small places for businesses and careers. The Bryan-College Station area is fifth nationally and first in Texas. The list is based on 12 factors related to jobs and education. BCS was sixth last year and ninth in 2011 among metro areas with populations under 250,000. No other Texas city was in the top 35. At least $500,000 is missing from the fund operating a cemetery in rural Navarro County. Sheriff Elmer Tanner told the Corsicana Daily News a criminal complaint has been filed, but no one has been arrested. At one time, the Cemetery Association in Dresden, population 25, had $700,000. The loss was discovered in June following a review of financial records by the association's new president. The field of top candidates to be the next lieutenant governor is now set. Incumbent David Dewhurst made his candidacy official yesterday. Dewhurst responded to the criticism of his leadership skills following the abortion regulation bill filibuster last month.
I didn't lose control over what we were doing. We had an unruly mob of hundreds.
Dewhurst, who was first elected in 2002, is opposed by State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and Ag Commissioner Todd Staples. And more than 16,000 local public school students were helped last year by your donations to the Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive.
We collected more than 60,000 items and more than $15,000 in monetary donations, and we'd love to add to that if possible.
The Junior League's Tracy Payne would like to see you today.
We are going to have choirs and dance groups and cheerleading squads and all kinds of activities.
Donations are being accepted at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30 tonight. Online at WTAW.com is a list of school supplies. WTAW News Time is 8:12. It's 80 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. Pioneer Steel understands this. And when you walk into their door, you're not just the next customer. You're an established relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve its friends and customers with premium quality products and highly personalized service. For your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel to get the most out of your investment. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200 or at dayhill.com.
812 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Dr. Drew Johnson at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give him a call at 268-1162. 268-1162, and then the weather guy.
High pressure, it's going to have tendency to build across the region once again today. Any low clouds will give way to sunshine. Temperatures reaching 100 to near 105 degrees later today. Clear overnight, 75 to 80. It'll be sunny tomorrow. Highs are probably going to reach 100 degrees. Tomorrow night, clear for much of the night, 75 to 80. A mix of clouds and sun on Saturday with a chance of a thunderstorm. Not quite as warm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now it's time to talk to the folks from the city of Bryan, and we have a rookie. We have a first-timer in here, and I don't have Jethro trivia. I mean, I am crushed by this. It was a chance for us to play Jethro trivia with Eric Zaragoza. Say it for me.
Zaragoza.
Yeah, I know. That's what it says. Zaragoza. He is the environmental services manager. So, So, Kevin, you got, like, some Jethro trivia or something over there that we can share with him?
You're killing me. Give me a second, and I'll come up with something.
Oh, will you?
We could ask, which Ninja Turtle do you most identify with and why?
Wow.
I mean, it's not a Jethro.
You see, it could be almost anything, Eric.
Be a psychological,
I'm
going
to go with
cultural.
Donatello.
Why?
Okay, so, yeah, tell us why.
Donatello, I think, was more my Ninja Turtle when I was growing up, related to a more kind of a...
Are you an inventor and a thinker?
Yeah. When I was younger, I think I took a lot of stuff apart that I probably shouldn't have and never could figure out how to put it back together.
There's always a part left. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I got you. And that's what trained you for this. Wow. Way to go, Kat. That's a great thing.
Well, thank you, Scott.
That's very good.
I would say Scott's Raphael. And I would say Kevin's Michelangelo.
And see, I don't know enough about any of them to know.
Yeah, but everybody who does know is laughing right now.
Did you come up with trivia?
I did.
Oh, what is it?
All right, this is kind of down and dirty because you asked me this quickly.
All right.
You are more likely to do this at 6:53 than in any other time. What is it?
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. Ready?
Yeah.
Drink wine.
Okay.
Go to the potty.
Okay.
I'm having to write down the other ones because I'm doing this on the fly.
Okay.
I wonder which one's the answer.
You could read it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, I'm making the trivia question out of a story.
I'm sorry. This is like manufactured trivia.
This is awesome.
Okay,
here we go. All right. You are more likely to do this at 6:53 than any other time. Drink wine, go to the potty, drink beer, or go on vacation. Your vacation starting. Again, you are more likely to do this at 6:53 than any other time. Drink wine, go to the potty, drink beer, or start your vacation.
I'd say drink wine.
Cat?
Go to the potty.
Great. Eric?
Yeah, I'm going to say grab a beer.
It's actually drink wine.
Ha-ha!
And you're more likely to do it on Wednesday for some reason.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I got to be someplace in a little while, right? Okay. All right, so anyhow, enough of that. It's time to talk about environmental services, which is a lot of things. And Eric, how long have you been a manager of environmental services?
I've been the manager there for about 7 years.
Okay.
I've been at the city for about 10.
Now, when we're talking about environmental services, is that the garbage that gets picked up a couple of times a week? Is it also the bulk and brush and tree limbs and refrigerators and all that stuff?
Yes, yes, it is. There's an array of things that fall under the umbrella of environmental services. Sanitation is a big part of it, along with streets and drainage. We have a call center, and we also take care of the Bryan Animal Center, which is the shelter and the air animal control officers.
So, there are people who've lived here for a long time, but there are people who haven't. So let's say that they are moving into their new apartment or house or whatever, and they've got stuff, junk, that they know probably doesn't go in the trash. Do they call you? What's the process if you've got like a refrigerator or a desk or something?
Well, the good thing about living in the city of Bryan is the fact that we have weekly pickup for those types of items, which we consider is called brush and bulky. As most people are aware of, we service your residential can, the container you roll out, your rollout cart once per week. But we also show up to your curb once a week picking up your brush and bulky. So the material that you're talking about, you would put that out by the curb, and basically you'd go to work in the morning and come home, and it'd be gone.
Wow. Okay, so no magic. You don't have to make a call. It's just like the trash fairy comes and takes it.
The trash fairy.
Now, that reminds
me.
Okay, now that reminds me, too, because yesterday I went by and I saw one of the city-provided trash containers, and the top has broken off.
Yes.
Okay, so what happens in a case like that?
Well, it does. Occasionally, some of those containers need a little TLC.
Right.
And what we do is, we go out there and we can repair those. The best thing, and I probably should have started off with this, but the best number to call in those situations for any matter, for anything that happens within the city, is calling 209-5900.
Okay.
209-5900 is the number to our Public Works call center. In Public Works, it has a lot of different functions that we do, but not only do we take care of those functions, but throughout the city, if we don't have the answer, if they don't have the answer, they will do their due diligence in finding the answer or finding the right person for them to talk to. And one of those issues would be taking care of that container. We do have a couple of individuals that we have container coordinators that take care of those containers throughout the city. And we do understand, and it does happen, wheels, container lids, and so forth. Or sometimes they even crack. We encourage those individuals, since obviously having more eyes out there and using the residents as a tool for us to get some of those issues resolved helps us a lot, you know, rather than just using our 40 or so employees we have on our sanitation side.
Sure, and so people should know. You should have one of those in front of your single-family house, I guess, or duplex.
Absolutely.
If you don't have one, then something's happened to it. You need to let the city know
it's
about that.
It's been buried.
As well. Yeah, exactly. Now, recycling, I guess, is also part of what your charge is?
Yes, absolutely. The recycling center, which the city of Bryan has a drop-off center, right outside the Walmart Supercenter on Briarcrest, and Freedom Boulevard, right over there in that area. They process and take in about 1,100 tons of material per year, servicing about a couple hundred vehicles per day, taking care of the citizens of Bryan. But the good thing about the Bryan Recycling Center is the fact that we not only cater to our community within Bryan, our residents within Bryan, but it's open to the public. So for people who don't have, let's say if you have an outside community that doesn't have a recycling type services out there, mm-hmm. they're more than welcome to bring their material into our center, and we'll process it for them.
And what they do, they'll offload it.
Absolutely.
You pull up, they'll tell you where to stop, they take that stuff off. Let's do this. Let's talk about the things that you don't want to take there, though. Obviously, newspaper, cardboard, plastic, you want to do, but what are the things you don't want there?
We realize we are a little limited on what we can been taking at the facility, because obviously those are individuals who have been there. They know the size of facility that we're talking about. And so we have material that we accept and material that we don't accept. The materials that we accept, let me talk a little bit about that, would be your plastics, your ones and twos. You take your cardboard, your aluminum cans, your steel and tin cans. We also can take your cell phones. If you have an old cell phone, you can drop it off there. We'll take that from you. The plastic garbage, the bags that you get from the stores, I know sometimes that can be I definitely know it can be a nuisance, especially at the landfill when the wind picks up and it blows these all over the place. So we offer a place for those to be taken to at the recycling center also. Things that we don't take, I mean, we by the way, we also take tires from the citizens of Bryan only. If they bring in the BTU utility bill and show and verify that they are a citizen, we'll take in up to 8 tires per year.
So if I have a BTU people. In College Station, I can't use that?
Now, there.
I was just checking.
Yep, that's it. That's why you ask. That's okay.
Right.
But so that takes care of that part of it. And go ahead.
One thing I want to kind of plug in here is items that we don't take. We actually partner with the City of College Station and our Bavisma landfill, and we hold twice a year. We hold our biannual hazard household waste HHW events.
Right.
We have one coming up. It's going to be coming up October the 5th.
Okay.
It's going to be from 7 to 2, and most people. They relay the building that we use, the OTI building over there off Harvey Road.
Right.
It's called the University Services Building now. Right. But that'll be held over there for those things like paints. I know paint is a big pain. People have it and they store it. Their honeydew list gets large.
Waiting for this to happen.
They have all the paint stored away that they painted every room in the house. And they go, uh-oh, what do I do with the rest, the quarter gallon I got left in the container? So you can take that types of stuff over there. They take computer monitors. Televisions, printers, even if you have an old VCR, for those of y'all who remember VCRs.
Oh, sure, right. Yeah, yeah.
VCRs, DVD, electronics, basically. They take those off your hands, too. And there's a list of things that they take. I encourage individuals, if they are interested in knowing what they take and what they don't take, to go to the City of Bryan website, click on there under Environmental Services. And you can also Google it and find it under the Bavisma heading for hazardous household waste. Both the City of College Station, Bryan, and Bavisma, we do try to do a good job of getting that out there to them, so all of us have a link to that information on our websites.
Yep. Eric Zaragoza is joining us. He's the Environmental Services Manager. And if you didn't have enough to do, then... The city decided they wanted to get into the animal business, and so you have you're about to enter your second year in the as the animal shelter, if you will. And it's a little bit of a complicated situation. People need to understand who can bring animals in and who can't, and then also your animal control.
Right, and it was something we took over a couple of years ago after we examined it and felt like that was an operation we wanted to bring back into the city. And we did do that. There were some growing pains in the process. It wasn't a smooth transition, but there was a lot of work to be done in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us rolled up our sleeves, rolled up our pants. We jumped in it, and we really did a good job of getting that operation turned around where we wanted it to go. And as far as the animals that come in and out, it is a City of Bryan run facility. We do only take City of Bryan animals, I guess you could say. There still is the Aggieland Humane Society, formerly Brazos Animal Shelter, that are out on Leonard Road, and they're responsible for taking in the counties and the City of College Station animals that come in those areas. So there is a little bit of a difference. We do not mind at all when people come in and ask us those questions. We're more than happy. We work really well with the Aggieland Humane Society as well. In conjunction with them, with different events and programs that we do, we've done a really good job of joining up and making the best of both worlds. Because in the end, it's all about the animals. And so, if the silver lining in that is that instead of having one place to take the animals, now we have two facilities to take the animals. So our space increases just a little bit on that aspect. But it is one of the things I want to kind of talk about too while we're talking about the animals, the Bryan Animal Center, is our adoption specials for this coming up.
Before we leave that, let's talk about animal control too.
Sure.
Because again, geography enters into that. So in what areas is the City of Bryan responsible for animal control and what areas are they not?
Well, it's basically we're confined to our city limits. Mm-hmm. Those are the animals that we take care of. There are some differences when you start talking about livestock. The SOs get in, the sheriff's officers get involved in that. But if once again, if there's any questions on that, if the residents come in and they're not sure, we're more than happy to take care of that by answering those questions for them and working with them the best of our ability. And once again, we have relationships with all the organizations and partners throughout the community. So we work well together and try to make sure that we are getting we don't want to be a hindrance to the residents. We want to help. And mm-hmm. so that's a goal of ours, is making sure that we do that and not create obstacles or barriers, that we bring the help to them.
One of the things we had talked about before the show is that looks like your garbage rates and such are not going to go up, and that's a good thing. The Animal Center is obviously, I mean, you had to grab a hold of this and not knowing exactly what it's going to be, and it's, right. I'm sure it's been a learning curve for you. What is the budget basically for the Animal Control Center going to be, and then what's the projection maybe for 2 or 3 years down the road, how you feel?
Well, budget-wise, the good news was this past year, and this is something we worked really hard doing, and once again, using the terminology of being fiscally responsible with the funds that we have, and understanding that the residents, we're charged, by what we do to be fiscally responsible with the taxpayers' dollars. And so we do our best trying to do that. And having the Animal Center and getting that and putting it together, over this past year, we're looking like we were able to cut the cost down from what we had anticipated in the beginning is what we're our funding that what the money that we were funding out.
You're allocating for it?
Okay. Right. Uh-huh. We were able to cut that down. So in the end, looking back at it and figuring out whether the decision was the right one to make, we stand firm in the idea that we did a good job of reducing our costs. So overall, for the citizens of Bryan, we offered the same services at the same level or even higher to some degree, and at the same time reducing the cost for the residents overall. So
okay. These animals spayed and neutered, they all tested. What do you do? Is there any difference, I guess, any difference from animals that come from one center or comes from
another? No, we do a good job of working together and making sure that the community is getting the same. There may be some small differences between the two, but overall, the packages are about the same. We actually, when somebody comes in and adopts a pet, it comes with a certificate for spay or neuter. We have some partnerships made with some local veterinarians around the community, Bryan and College Station, and those individuals can take their pets to those places with that certificate. And basically, they walk in and they present that certificate, and they're able to get a spay or neuter at basically at no cost. The fee that you pay for the adoption fee. Mm-hmm. Pays for that spay or neuter. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very good deal for the pets and for the pet owners and for the community, getting those pets out and finding forever homes for them.
Chipping available as well, microchipping?
Microchip is something that comes with the adoption.
Okay.
Things that we give them is going to be every we give them the basic vaccines, except for the rabies vaccines that has to be administered through from a veterinarian. Mm-hmm. It comes with a microchip that is included in that. And it also comes with the spay or neuter. So yeah. That's kind of.
Because it really, I think it's really important that people who adopt, no matter where they adopt from, be responsible pet owners. And I think
Absolutely.
That's what you want, because you end up paying for it down the road as a city or if you're the Humane Society. So it's best that those people be responsible pet owners from day one, I would think.
As Bob Barker says.
Yep, always spay and neuter. So you say you've got some adoption specials going on.
Yes, we do. We have adoption specials right now. Right now we have a $50 dog for dogs and puppies. We have $25 for cats and kittens. And like I said, it includes all the vaccines except for the rabies. And microchip is included, and it comes with a spay or neuter.
All right. Anything else we didn't cover?
No, I would just encourage the folks, once again, if they do have a question with either it's your trash service or your streets and drainage or your traffic or water, wastewater, anything of that nature, or anything within the city, 209-5900 is the number I would call.
Okay, very good. Eric, thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely.
Eric Zaragoza is the Environmental Service Manager. We visit with folks from City of Bryan on Thursdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
More new faces on the unemployment lines. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a pickup last week in the number of people getting on the unemployment lines. The Labor Department counted 333,000 first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 more than the prior week. Economists say the numbers are still indicative of a slowly improving job market. Macy's is teaming up with the athletic wear maker Lids Sports. Locker Room by Lids Departments will open in 25 Macy's stores this fall. Another 175 stores will get the Lids outlets next year. Macy says the departments will be mainly in markets with major professional or college sports teams. Green Mountain Coffee Roasters' profit jumped nearly 60% in the latest quarter. Green Mountain reported stronger sales of the coffee packs used in its Keurig brewers, and it raised its outlook for the year. Wall Street is hoping to end a three-day losing streak. Stock market futures are pointing higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
La, 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 la. When marketing rep Bob Clasby stays at La Quinta Inns and Suites, he's greeted by a fun, friendly staff.
Hey, Bob.
Welcome back, Bob.
Love the haircut, Bob.
Now that's friendly. And when Bob brings those positive vibes to work the next day, you know what happens?
And that's my presentation. Thoughts?
Ooh.
Comments?
Ah.
Feedback?
Ooh.
He's got the room ooing and aahing. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
When you booked with Booking.com, did you expect this?
Caviar.
Somewhere 10 times better than anywhere you've ever lived or will ever live?
Chic.
Look at the Booking pool. You don't have a pool. You don't even have a bath.
French stuff.
Spin around in the spaciousness that's not your 32-square-foot apartment because you have arrived.
Helicopter.
In your dream getaway, which you chose from over 300,000 properties on planet Earth's number one accommodation site, Booking.com. Booking.yeah.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 81 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Pieces fell into place for Bryan police investigators from an armed robbery a week ago yesterday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a car that ran a stop sign shortly after the holdup of the Handy Stop on Texas north of Highway 21 matched the description given by a witness. Inside the car were costumes and stolen lottery tickets.
He noticed those items that were in the car. He noticed some evidence on the car that linked him to another location. And he also observed his physical type as being similar to that of what was described in the robbery. And all of that kind of led together and was able to help us get an arrest on this subject.
The driver, 24-year-old Michael Bradford of Bryan, was initially arrested on traffic charges and now faces aggravated robbery along with another Bryan man, 23-year-old Anthony Reed Jr. Authorities are looking for a third person. Traffic on Briarcrest at Freedom in Bryan was blocked for more than 3 hours last night following a crash near the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A. Bryan police received the call from medics who drove up on the scene and say one person died, an 86-year-old female passenger whose identity is not currently being released. All other drivers and passengers were transported to the hospital. The cause is still being investigated. Police believe the woman's car going eastbound on Briarcrest was struck when a westbound Tahoe traveled into the eastbound lane. An eastbound Suburban was also struck. Then the Tahoe continued into the Chick-fil-A parking lot and struck a parked Explorer, which was empty. No charges have been filed at this time, but the accident is still being reconstructed. The first week of football practice at A&M also means it's time for the August meeting of the Board of Regents.
There'll be a review of what happened in the legislature, which wasn't as much as hoped because lawmakers did not pass tuition revenue bond financing, which could have meant more than $600 million in new construction. Regents will consider moving forward with a $137 million building on the flagship campus as part of the initiative to generate 25,000 engineering students by the year 2025. There's also an $8 million renovation of Francis Hall to consolidate the Construction Sciences Department at one location. and another $12 million is proposed to update A&M's three utility plants. In other business, A&M President Bone Lofton is scheduled to receive a three-page proclamation, which is online at WTAW.com. That's in addition to the Regents acting on his transition contract and announcing the process of selecting a successor. And the system's headquarters is changing its name to the Moore Connolly Building, recognizing the Bull of the Brazos, former State Senator Bill Moore. Among other things, he's credited as being the driving force behind the acceptance of women at A&M in 1963. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
November's College Station school board election will feature one race with at least three candidates. That follows the announcement from Garland Watson that he is not seeking re-election. Those who have filed for that slot are Ben Roper, John Fedora, and Michael Wesson. Also filing for the CSISD board is Quinn Williams, seeking the opening now held by Randall Pitcock, who's also retiring. Incumbent Jeff Harris is running for re-election. There are two positions available in this fall's Bryan City Council election. Both now have two candidates. Filling for the mayor's job yesterday was Mike Sutherland. The former councilman is competing against incumbent Jason Bayensky. There will be at least one new member on the council because Paul Madison is term limited from running again in single member District 2. The last day to file for school and city elections is August 26th. Last year's Stuff the Bus school supply drive generated more than 300,000 items that were given to 32 local schools, helping more than 16,000 students. Tracy Payne with the Junior League hopes you'll contribute today.
Number two pencils, notebook paper, map pencils, folders, erasers, supply boxes, pencil pouches, rulers, black pens, glue sticks, glue bottles, scissors, highlighters, washable markers, dry erase markers, spiral notebooks, crayons, construction paper, and binders.
On our website at WTAW.com, there's a link to Stuff the Bus, including making an online donation. Or you can drop off school supplies at the Brazos Center and local HEB stores until 6:30 tonight. For the third straight year, Bryan College Station has made the top 10 in the Forbes list of the best small places for businesses and careers. The Twin Cities are fifth in this year's national poll among metropolitan areas with populations under 250,000. That's up from sixth last year and ninth in 2011. No other Texas city ranks in the top 35. The annual ranking measures data in 12 areas, including the cost of living and doing business and income growth. And Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst has announced that he's still running for the re-election next year.
Texas represents all that's good about America.
A campaign video was part of yesterday's news release and email to his supporters. Dewhurst is the fourth candidate for next year's Republican primary, following Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples, Land Commissioner Jerry Patterson, and State Senator Dan Patrick of Houston. Dewhurst is coming off last summer's loss to Ted Cruz in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate. Finally, four people have been killed and four wounded in a pair of Dallas-area shootings. Charges are pending against Irby Bowser in connection with the shootings. Gunfire was reported last night at a Dallas home and during a related incident minutes later at a residence in DeSoto. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 81 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Whether you need a staycation, planning for fall's upcoming football season, or any special occasion you can think of, think the Red Velvet Inn. The Red Velvet Inn is not your typical average run-of-the-mill stay. This is an ultra-unique, colorful, pet-friendly bed and breakfast in the heart of downtown Navasota, just 15 minutes south of College Station and an hour north of Houston. Saturated with history, the Red Velvet Inn is a must-stay. They even donate a percentage of their profits to local dog rescues. Look them up today at redvelvetinn.com or call 979-777-5584.
The Honda Summer Clearance event is going on now at Allen Honda. Take advantage of great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you're a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. The Honda Summer Clearance event going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement, and free transactions at any ATM are also included. Before you sign up for an account that's just free, check out BNB's reward checking accounts. Ask us for the details. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Member FDIC.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses. Here's Gaines West.
At West Webb, Arbretton and Gentry, we get nothing but positive feedback about our involvement as a business partner with the Arts Council. They know that it makes us not only a community player, but an important part of the overall growth of our area.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
They said it would be so super easy.
Who?
You know, they.
Oh, you met them?
Yes, they.
Oh, they, that they.
Yes,
the
yes.
People who say.
Yeah, long name,
amazing results.
Results.
Yeah, I know.
The AggielandHelpWanted.com people.
I love them. I posted my resume in minutes, searched hundreds of local jobs.
And you found a job.
Thanks to them, I did.
They.
Ah, I always wondered who they were.
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Now I know.
Are you suffering with slow dial-up internet, or do you live outside the reach of DSL and cable internet? Great news! Starfire Satellite has your affordable high-speed solution. It's high-speed internet by satellite, and it's available where you live today. It doesn't use your phone line, so there are no missed calls or busy signals. Now you can download large files in minutes, not hours, and surf faster than you ever imagined. Prices start at $49.99, and your professional standard installation is free. It's a limited-time offer, so call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215 today.
Ed here from Starfire Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer, with an important message. For the most watched channels in America, you'll pay less with Dish Network, with prices starting at $19.99 a month for the first year. Plus, get HBO, Cinemax, and Stars free for 3 months. So for the best possible deal, call the satellite professionals at Starfire. The number is 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Watch more TV, pay less. Call Starfire today at 776-2215. For all the details.
It's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
The heat remains concentrated over Texas. We'll continue to see sunshine, 100 to 105 as we head through the afternoon. Much of tonight is clear. Towards tomorrow morning, some patchy clouds may develop. Lows overnight, 75 to 80. It'll become partly to mostly sunny tomorrow near 100, clear for much of tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Saturday, a mixture of clouds and sun, the risk of a shower or a thunderstorm, high Saturday near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So that Russian meteor which exploded over the sky in
Brown
in February could be just the first.
Oh, God! We're going to die!
Yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Yeah. New evidence. New evidence shows that other asteroids could be on a similar path to Earth.
Oh, God!
Oh, yeah.
We're going to die!
Oh, yeah.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Of course we are. Okay. Researchers say that these asteroids could actually all be pieces of a larger object. As a larger asteroid, it may have broken apart sometime, maybe in the last, it says, the last 40,000 years. They don't know. They say that this gang of objects range in size from 5 to 200 meters across. Don't head for the bomb shelters yet, though, or the escape pods. The researchers say that even though their computer models are very advanced, they could be flawed. Well, gosh, isn't that true for so many things? Over many thousands of years, the various asteroid pieces could have had their orbits changed bit by bit. Gravity may, in fact, have sent them all on different paths, so they might miss Earth. But, again, they might not. So, anything that you want to do, you can justify by saying, well, you know, there could be an asteroid that'll streak across the sky again soon. So, scare us all. A cafe owner decided to kick a family out of her restaurant
because
the women's two children were too messy. Lorianne McDuff, who owns the Rainy Days Cafe in Washington State's Lake Stevens, then decided that the best way to deal with the situation would be to update her Facebook page with an image of their crumbs. On the Rainy Day Cafe, posted their picture there, and the caption, "Like to take a moment right now to thank our customers with small children whose kids don't make a mess. A couple of ladies came in today, and this is the mess their children made." Of course, as you would expect, the mom's not happy.
Of course
and
not.
Certainly not happy with the message, because their little flower blossoms couldn't have done anything wrong. The mother of the children involved, whose husband is currently serving abroad in the military, confirmed that she had purchased scones for her children before stating, "I had my one-year-old in my lap and my three-year-old sitting in a chair next to me." The owner of the restaurant apparently came up to the mother and told her that the employee would be coming over to vacuum up the mess immediately before explaining they had just spent $50 cleaning the carpet. Oh, there you go. I'm guessing that lady won't be back to the scone shop anytime soon there in
probably
Washington.
Not.
Just saying. Matthew Oliver was named the fugitive of the day.
No relation to Bill Oliver, our news
director. I'm sure he's not. By the Pasco County, Florida Sheriff's Office. And there was a warrant out for his arrest alleging that he had robbed a friend. Deputies posted his mugshot on the sheriff's Facebook page. Because we all should have sheriff's Facebook pages with our fugitive of the day. Deputies posted that. And along with that mugshot, one found one of the comments on the photo quite interesting. It said, "Pasco County has nothing but fools investigating crimes for them. That's why these mix-ups happen." Okay. Yep, Mr. Oliver commented below his own mugshot. Facebook automatically showed the post to Oliver's friends. They, of course, then started piping up, and they had fun making fun of his photo, and they were able to capture him. But I'm going to guess that the Sheriff's Department in Brazos County doesn't have a fugitive of the day, because doesn't that then say you've got enough fugitives that you've got one for every day? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Or
unless
could
you could be
a
fugitive of the month. Or
could be a badge of honor. I'm not
sure. Put your picture up on the wall smiling beside the bathroom and the water fountain.
Guess that's probably right. 8:47. By the way, it's Shark Week. I don't know if you heard.
Yes, it is. And they found one on a subway.
Yeah. What is that about? Now, you see, this is just becoming so strange, because now we're getting shark stories. You had the one about the guy who got chomped yesterday, right?
Yep.
And then what's this one?
They found a 3-foot sand shark on a New York City subway train, and they think that somebody caught it and just forgot to take it off the train with them. I think,
like you do?
I think Discovery Channel went, hey, you know,
yeah,
people
I do
will
too.
Keep talking about Shark Week.
Yeah, I do too. I think they are trying to create buzz right there. Because I'm guessing that it's probably not a common occurrence to have a sand shark, first of all, that you're just kind of carrying around with you. That'd be just,
I generally don't.
Yeah, and my thought is that you don't do it so often that you'd forget at this. Oh, damn, I forgot my shark.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life and celebrating 25 years of service. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280999.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
News Talk 1620, I can't get over this. So, what, can you hear, couldn't you just hear that in the house? Honey, is my shark in there?
Actually, like,
I knew I had
you
one.
You forgot the shark? How could you? Yeah. I was going to serve that to your in-laws.
Oh, dang, I guess I left it on the subway. Oh, heck, all right. Pair of serpent-handling Pentecostal preachers from Tennessee are getting their own reality television show.
Oh, Nelly.
Do we need to go on beyond that? Isn't that enough? But really, it's called Snake Salvation.
That'd be called Holy Snakes.
Yeah, that'd be good. Snakes on a prayer cloth. Oh, whatever. Anyway, Snake
snakes
Salvation.
Snakes on a pew.
That's good, yeah.
That's the best.
Yeah, they'll feature Andrew Hamblin and Jamie Coots, who are spiritual leaders of a handful of disciples in Appalachia, who believe that the Bible mandates that Christians handle serpents to test their faith in God, and that if bitten, they trust in God to heal them.
Mm-hmm. Seldom works out. I don't think they've read very much of the Bible.
Yeah, seldom works out very well. Yeah, if they die, it's because they didn't believe enough, right? Hello.
Hey, at Snakes and Serpents or whatever show, I know one thing is for certain. There will be banjo music in the title.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I don't believe there is any doubt.
Without question.
10-episode series will feature scenes from church services where worshipers handle snakes, rattlesnakes, moccasins, copperheads, and other venomous snakes. In at least one episode, a church member is bit by a snake. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you knew that was coming.
Of course you did, causing worshipers to pray for a healing rather than seeking medical care. And you'll see the pastors and their followers deal with marriage problems, past struggles with drugs, and the day-to-day efforts to put food on the table. Titles of the 10 episodes of the reality series are listed on the National Geographic Channel website. They include Casting Out Demons, Bitten in Church, and Venom in the Vein. You know,
man.
National Geographic, I don't know, I haven't opened a National Geographic in a while, but they used to not take advertising. I mean, I don't know that they have advertisements now or not. But the National Geographic was a beautiful magazine. I mean, the photography is just spectacular.
Yep.
And why they would decide on their own channel that they would need to have this kind of foolishness is just, I mean, again, maybe people will watch it. I'm not sure, as we've said.
Well, is it Discovery or National Geographic that's got Moonshiners?
Oh, I don't know. I got no clue. I haven't seen that one. I just, you know.
You ain't missing much.
I'm just thinking, you know, National Geographic, again, very respected. And you know that in Washington, D.C., at the National Geographic Society, there are people just got to be thrilled that they're going to be showing snake handlers. They've got to be thrilled.
Somebody that's
about
been
that.
There for 30 years is going, this is just not right.
Yeah. I'm gonna go home now, and I'm not gonna do this anymore. Oh man, that's really strange. Okay, here we go. Well, one of the Munchkins died. One of the remaining Munchkins, Margaret Pellegrini.
Oh, I interviewed her. That's a bummer. Nice lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When did you interview her?
Several years ago. It was one of the anniversaries, and I found her number in one of those, you know, radio station things. Yeah, and went, well, this might be kind of fun.
Yeah. She was 89 years old, passed away in Phoenix on Monday. The Hollywood Reporter says she was a flowerpot munchkin, one of several who greeted Dorothy after she landed in Oz. She also played one of the sleepyhead kids in a later scene. There are only two munchkins left in the cast now, both of them in their 90s following the announcement of Margaret's death. Fans placed flowers on the Munchkin Star of Fame. And that says, on the Munchkins. Was there one for all the Munchkins, or did she have her own? Or
maybe there's one for all of them.
Yeah, that's kind of what I would think. So there you go. It's Munchkin Hall of Fame stuff, and 89 years old. So that's a shame.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-8974. That's 1-800-663-8974. 1-800-663-8974.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going to be plenty hot out there today. You know that. You need to take care of your lawn. You want to do it as efficiently as you possibly can. Well, the two names that you need to consider, number one is Sioux Fall Prater, and number two is John Deere. And, of course, Sioux Fall Prater is your authorized John Deere dealer. A huge selection of John Deere tractors that can take care of your jobs, Z-Track mowers that can take care of the job, no matter what the size of the job that you have, whether you're mowing, whether you're loading, whether you're unhauling, whether you're tilling, whether you're digging, any of that. John Deere has a product for you, and Sioux Fall Prater has it too. And Sioux Fall Prater also, of course, has the expertise to help you with service after the sale. You know, that John Deere green goes a long way and lasts a long time. That, plus the reputation that Sioux Fall Prater has to get it done and get it done right, has kept them in good stead since day one. So stop in and see them. If you've got a big job that you need to be taken care of, then John Deere and Sioux Fall Prater is the combination. Find a location near you online at cptractor.com. Sioux Fall Prater is quality and integrity at prices that you can afford. The CEO of Time Warner wants you to know it's okay to have some piracy out there. Hello. It's okay to have some piracy out there. Piracy.
I'm sure, I bet the stockholders love him.
Well, but he didn't say all piracy.
Oh.
Recently made the statement regarding HBO series Game of Thrones when talking about the future of cable's industry and whether he thought internet piracy would be a threat to his business moving forward. He said Game of Thrones, which is soap opera with swords, is the most pirated show in the world. That's better than an Emmy. And, you know, I see his point. I mean, that does make sense.
Well, there's no such thing as bad publicity as long as they still spell your name right?
Sure. And the thing is, you know, what happens is an Emmy might cause more people to start watching. But when you start talking about pirated shows, then you definitely are having more people watch. I mean,
True. They'll
do it. Now, granted, you're not making money on the front end of that, but somehow, some way, you end up taking that situation and you ramp it up. People have higher interest. And who knows? It worked for this little thing called Star Trek that they ended up, I mean, making a brand out of it.
Yep.
So
how many movies now?
Yeah, right. So it could well happen. If you're a Duck Dynasty fan, where was I the other day? I was someplace the other day, and they've got Duck Dynasty sunglasses.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen those at the
Walmart.
Big Shoppatorium.
Is that it? Wow. Just that's a man doing a good job, aren't they? Anyhow, Cy and Willie Robertson said that they'd like to become actors. Well, they're not already. Well, the dream is coming true for them. They will appear in Tim Allen's show Last Man Standing. Not sure exactly what they'll be doing, whether they'll be playing the Duck Dynasty duo or themselves. Duck Dynasty, by the way, returns for its fourth season on August the 14th. That's a Wednesday night. We'll all be sitting in front of the TV. Not. It's an interesting show, though, I have to say that. A little bit of drama here in the casting of the upcoming Expendables 3 movie.
Oh,
Sylvester
yeah?
Stallone slammed Bruce Willis
yep.
in a tweet right after announcing that Harrison Ford would be joining the franchise for the third edition. As Sly put it, great news. Been waiting years for this. Then Sly took off the gloves and said, greedy and lazy, a sure formula for career failure.
Mm.
Yikes.
Wow. All right.
Bazinga.
Let's get them out there. Can we do like, remember when they used to do celebrity boxing on
yes.
MTV? Yeah, let's bring those two out there. That dates me, doesn't it? 1899, A.T. Marshall of Brockton, Massachusetts, patented the refrigerator. Good on him.
Thank you.
Yep. The millionth patent was also given on this date in 1911. And it was for something we've actually heard of, which is the tubeless vehicle tire, which is not bad. Richard Nixon announced his resignation. I think we all remember that.
Except me.
Oh, yeah? It was 1974. You weren't around yet, were you? 1988, the lights were turned on at Wrigley Field for the first time.
And I was in Chicago that day.
Were you?
Were you at Wrigley Field?
Did you stand outside and look at it?
I did.
Okay, yeah, and the lights came on. That's pretty cool. They do those night games now. And, you know, there was a little bit of talk about that then, you know, because obviously those people didn't like the lights shining in because it's a neighborhood ballpark. It's kind of fun if you haven't been there.
Well, and for purists, it was blasphemy.
Of course it was. Yeah, you know, because that was one of the last great traditions of a tradition laden sport. And in 2006, three would be thieves broke into a bank in northern Malaysia, failed to make off with any cash because they pulled the wrong machine out of the floor. They were looking for an ATM machine. They ended up getting a check deposit machine.
Wow.